Ready? Ready to go? What should we talk about? What do you say? No, because
War.
Officially, I talk a lot, but
bubbles and no bubbles.
Bubbles are good.
Yeah,
huh?
Maybe it's free salsa.
Free salsa. Yeah. I don't know. I talk a lot, but you guys don't know me. Some of you don't know me yet. You know me. But some of you don't know me yet, so maybe it's still I have to, like, you know, express myself. What do you think? Or halacha, what do you think? Which one? Who wants halacha? Who wants whatever I want, no?
Yeah.
All right.
Have you
any
Mishra?
What?
Not really.
We have a
shas here. Do you have a shas here? Very good. They didn't have one. Okay, so it's like this. The parasha is very unique. No, is that what you want? You want to build the parasha? I know what you guys want. Whatever you want, I'll do it. What do you want? Hilchus Geiris. You want to do Hilchus Geiris? I'll give Hilchus Geiris. Whatever you want. Does everybody agree? Everyone wants Hilchus Geiris? Yeah?
Okay.
Everybody, who wants Hilchus Geiris? No, I'm getting faces over here like they didn't go off the derech. Let's get the guys that are from. Let me talk first. And then, you know. But I also have to throw in halacha, so remind me at the end. I'll say something also. So it's like this. It's like this. There's where do we begin? All right, we begin like this. There's one parsha. It's the only parsha in the Torah, I guess. Well, I shouldn't say that. There's shal about Yoni Dachas, but it's the only parsha in the Torah that is not negeya. Not negeya at all. This parsha's been Sarah Meir, and the Gemara says it's not negeya. Why is it not negeya? So the Gemara says because it says this child, this little punk, he has to. He's not listening to Einena Shemeya Bekoil Aviv or Bekoil Imoy. He doesn't listen to the mommy bear and the tati bear. He doesn't listen to the voice. So Gemara says it has to be the only way you can have a Ben Sarah Meir is if they have the same voice. Gemara in Sanhedrin. So Gemara says if they have the same voice, then there's a taina on the child. Then there's a Ben Sarah Meir. If they don't have the same voice, so then there's no Ben Sarah Meir. So the Gemara says, but it's not shaykh to have the same voice, right? The man can't have a woman's voice, right? And the woman can't have a man's voice. It's not shaykh, right? So Mamela, it's not shaykh, yeah? That the woman should have the man's voice and the man should have the woman's voice. Not shaykh, right? Because that comment that she would have a man's voice, no? So then she would be an islandess. And that comment that he would have a woman's voice, so then he would be from San Francisco, right? So it's not shaykh. It's not shaykh. Tarech Agav, San Francisco is a mushroom, you New Yorkers. Okay. But it's not shaykh that the man should have a woman's voice. It's not shaykh. You know, there's such a pellet. Bring me a chumash. You want a locha? I'll give you a locha. I'm going to give you a locha. There's a kasha. I have a kasha. I have this kasha. Until 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I had a kasha. I had a kasha. Until 2 or 3 years ago, I had a kasha. Remind me, I have to talk about something else, but. But get a chumash. You can't have a shas now. You have a shas. Right? Ooh. Oh, arts girl. But have a kasha. Okay? You know there's all these like samachs and pays and everything in the Torah. You know how it works. Like samach, pays, or whatever. No, right? There's one, but I don't know kimat any other pasuk like this in the it's rare. There are actually in this week's parsha like one or two of them. But there's none. Samach and then a pay. Right? Samech and then a pay. You have Samech, one pasuk, Samech, Samech, one pasuk, Samech. Kimat, it's always like a bunch of psukim, a Samech and then another pasuk. Right? I also don't know anything about the Samech and pays, okay? But there's something here about like it shows that it ends and whatever, right? It shows that like this topic is a topic. This topic is a topic. Normal people, go ask your father, right? A normal human being, 25 years ago, he read the Chumash. And, you know, there's Samech and there's a pays. He gets to this pasha. This is weird, man. Right? This is weird, man. Right? Samech. We'll get to her in a minute. The Efas Torah. I know what you guys want to get to. Then we get to bad wife, Samech. Spencer and Merle, punk, right? Samech. Then this, that. Then you get to Shavas Aveda, Samech. It's like five psukim. It's the whole entire Eilat Metzias over there. There's three psukim, right? Then you get to, like, you know, the Torah 25 years ago, right? The Torah, right, like, you know, don't roll around the street. There's an Aveira to roll around the street. It's like, it's not again. I have to make a big deal out of it. I'm not going to do it anyway. Like, not again, right? So now, the Torah has a whole pasuk, one pasuk, which is already in the Torah. That's like a world, right? And now the Torah have one pasuk in this week's parsha, right? That's expression. And not only does it have a pasuk, but it's such a big Indian, the Torah makes a samech and a pei. That means like this is an Indian, which is a whole Indian. This is a whole Indian, right? I'm telling you, when I read this pasuk 25 years ago and 5 years ago, he thought it's like, what's in the kid? Like, why don't Abaye care about this stuff, you know? I mean, Abaye, when he had to read this, like, right? What's in the kid? You have to have that pasuk. Don't take, you know, don't dance on top of trucks, or maybe today, I don't know, right? You don't have to psukim, you have to, you know, normal, right? Then there's a whole pasuk. Lo yeh kli gever al isha, right? Lo yilpash gever sinless isha. Ki seyvas Hashem alekecha kol ha'yisrael. Man, don't dress like lady, right? Lady, don't dress like man. Samech, pay. I'm telling you, you read this pasuk 25 years ago, 5 years ago. Like, I hear it. Maybe it's us, whatever, I don't know. But that the Torah should make such a big deal out of this, right? It's people that come, they want to know, is the Torah like nitzchis? You know, the Torah writes things about shores and camels and oxen and whatever and all these things, right? Is the Torah written for, Avadi, you have to keep the Torah in Tovshin Pei Beis, you know? But is the Torah written with the understanding of Tovshin Pei Beis? This pasuk, to make a big deal out of this pasuk, was never negeya in the history of the world until now. Never. Right? And never in the world did the Torah have to make a big deal out of this. And nobody, you know, the Vilna Goyen didn't understand this pasuk as much as you guys do. Right? When the Vilna Goyen read this pasuk, he had a munah that, you know, that, the Torah understands why they have to make a big deal. When he walked down the street in Vilna, yeah, and you saw a Vilnet, right? And it was dressed like a Vilner, yeah? So what did they do? The Vilnos, yeah? Killed it, right? You understand what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? Right? How do we get into this? How do we get into that? How do we get into that? Ah, okay. Because, no, how do we get into that? Oh, so the Torah only writes things that are like, you know, Negeya, but there's one parak, one Indian in the Torah, not Negeya. Not Negeya. One Indian in the Torah. That's it. That means everything else is Negeya. Okay? There's one Indian in the Torah that is Ben Saramaya. That's the only thing that's not Negeya. So then what's the purpose? The Gemara says it's impossible because the man can't have the woman's voice. Again, I already said that once, or I didn't say that. Okay, and the woman can't have the man's voice. No, I know I said that. But the man can't have the woman's voice, and the woman can't have the man's voice. Okay, anyways, all the operations in the world. But Ben Saira or Moira can't be. So for the Gemara, because it can never exist, because there'll never be such a reality. So why did Gemara say it? So Gemara says, Troish v'kabel schar. That the whole purpose of this parasha is just to darshan, and get schar. So Chaim Kanievsky, it's so geschmack because he knows everything, right? And he had a kasha. If you learn the Torah for 100 centuries, you'll have enough schar to go around. Why did Torah have to add this one? I mean, we all agree, this one's not negeya, it doesn't exist, right? This little punk, he's never going to be, right? So then, why did the Torah write it? Just that you should get schar. You could, there's enough here for 100 centuries worth of Torah that you'll be able to learn and learn and learn and have enough to get schar. No one's going to finish. Nobody has anything to worry about. Hey, yeah. Even though they got a shas now, hey, you know, but this, not again. So why? So he said such a gevaldik pshat and so geschmack because you know Chaim knows what kultur cool is. So he knows you're never going to run out. So he said, you know what the pshat is? Troish, learn up something. You're supposed to darshan ben sarimara v'kabel schar. What you're going to darshan? That's the schar. And as you're going to get lessons, there are lessons that are hidden over here in Ben Saramira. There are lessons here that's going to be, when you darshan, you're going to makabel schar. The schar of the lesson. The schar is the lesson, not the, you're going to get schar if you learn it. The whole time you get schar if you learn. But there's something here that when you can darshan, you're going to get a life's lesson. Okay, so that means I'll let you know, your Rebbein probably talked about Ben Saramira. It's actually in Yonah Diyayim over here, no? But you know, when you darshan Ben Saramira, you have to get some type of a life lesson. That's why. So much of our Torah, all the Mashkichim and Elul, they all talk about Ben Saramira and all this and the lessons and whatever. But you have to get like a life lesson, right? So I'm going to tell you something, that Mamish, something Givaldic. Something Mamish Givaldic. It's so Givaldic. You'll see, you'll all agree it's Givaldic. It's so Givaldic. Right? What does it say over here? What does it say? Let me give you like a life lesson over here. This little Ben Saramira, he's an Enishimeh, Bekai Laviv, and Bekai Imai, the Yisrael Yaisai. You take this little guy, we take him out. And so let me give you a background over here. Okay, now we start. Okay, comes this guy, he comes to the Rav, he knocks on the door. He says to the Rav, he says, look, you know, I'm going to war. I need a bracha v'atzlacha. Tells him, look, you know, let's talk tachlis, right? I'm gonna go to war, And maybe there's going to be some, like, you know, a beautiful shiksa. There'll be some beautiful shiksa over there. Atachas, I want to know. I'll be more. I won't be able to ask shilas. Those days, Nishkevenkin's 20 phones and all that, you know. They're not going to be. So I need to know halacha lemaisa, Atachas. Atachas, right? It's going to be a beautiful shiksa, you know. And you have to, and these kind of things you talk only in Yiddish, you know? Meken haben chassen mit sie nicht. Yeah? Yeah? Marry her or not? I can marry her, yeah? The Rav says, if I stir, mutter. He says, no, listen, Hetzachai, I'm not looking for coolas. I'm not looking for coolas, right? I want to, mamish, glat, mutter. So they went, no, I'm a brisker, you know? is there anything, you know, bris, chazanish, something? I said, motor, like a glass of water, right? Like a cup of water, seltzer. Like seltzer mit bubbleach. Okay, good. Okay, he goes to war, you know, now already, you know, now, beautiful Shakespeare, you know. Yeah. Gets me, finds her, hey, yeah, turn around here, right? Bam, 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 Shay, whatever. Hey, you take her, come, Shay. He takes her 13 rocky years, because the Gemara says that, you know, you have your fast tire, and then that's the next part, so you're going to have a wife that you don't like so much, you're going to not be happy married, you know, because it's not going to go so well as a girl, it ain't going to go. And then the Gemara says, and then afterward, you have a Ben Sarimar, so he has 13 rocky years, you know, not so good, and whatever, you know, it's not the, you know, if you can't see Kichin, that is the Kanaid Lachsi Mr. Kamak, she doesn't know how to make such good soup, whatever. Anyway, that's all, I'm going so well. Kids are 13 years, he tells the kid, let's go, we gotta go for the bar mitzvah, I'm not coming. Right? See, he's over there, he's got like a little earring darting, you know, he's got like a little, like a tattoo over here, it says like, you know, mother, and on the other side says, I killed her, you know. You know what we're dealing with over here, right? Not the biggest tzaddik over here, you know, a little punk, right? Shame. So he's getting until he gets him to the bar mitzvah, and whatever, you know, matzah, don't ask, yeah? Gets him to the bar mitzvah. Yeah, they're at the bar mitzvah. Tell you know the kid, you know, say the drasha. No, I'm not saying. Worse, everything, right? He starts like going like this. you know, you're ready. I can't. You know the story. This doesn't come off of my time. There was once, Chassidish guy. Walked into like an electronics store and does. He says, I'm buying a TV. Kitzer, he goes into the electronics store and he sees there's a TV. He says to the guy behind the counter, Vivo Costos. That means in English, you know, like Vivo Costos. You guys know this kind of my Yiddish, you all better know, okay? Vivo Costos, I'm going to cost the TV. So the guy says, I don't sell TVs to Chassidish Yidden. Sure, Kitzer goes out, he takes off his rekel, you know. Comes back in, he tucked in the tits, you know, wearing the vest, you know. Hey, Vivo Costa TV. I don't sell TV to see she in. Shem Kitty comes out, he like, you know, that's it. Now he's, you know, he takes off the vest, right? He takes off the vest, the tits are already that. He takes the pays, you know, with gel. Hey man, Vivo Cost TV, yeah. Yeah. Sat next to the baseball game. I don't tell TV to put the sheet in. Right? Guy goes up, that's it, you know, he puts on the black shirt, you know, the one that like very tight. You know what I'm talking about? It was black shirt, and walks in, like the pants like this. Right. I forgot, by the way, Yaka got the socks, they're still there. He's got the black shirt, he's got the black dust of his sock, and the dust comes in. Okay. I don't sell TV to see shit. Kitty goes out, right? He cuts off like one side. My barber accidentally once cut off front of my face. One side cut off. You hear him go. He says to me, "Bizarre, harav, you take it to shiur, but sadazer." So twice we said. Come to. It's never going to end today. I'm leaving you guys no matter what. Anyways, but so he says, ah, don't tell finally the guy, that's it. You know, I could go on. There's like a lot I could do, but I don't have time. Okay. He cuts this, he chid the whole everything, does, right, you know, rolls down, whatever. He puts hair on his wife's head. Again, the kid, he comes inside, swoop there. Hey, man, yo, how much the TV cost? I told you, I don't sell TV to CGAD. He goes, what the fuck is this? He holds me skin by, he holds me skin by. So what do you want from me? I'm not Chassidish. He's like, Reb Chusid, das ist nicht der TV, das ist a microwave. Okay, how to get into that? I don't even know where we are. The Chumash has to suffer for me. So we get to, you get my point. The kid is sitting at the bar mitzvah door and little punky, I don't, I'm not going to say the drush, but the Rav walks in. Remember the Rav, right? The Rav from 13 years ago. He says to him, can I talk to you? I thought, yeah, you remember I came to you, I got a bracha. Yeah, I gave you a bracha, you came back alive. Yeah. Remember I asked you, is it mutter to marry this girl? Yeah, well, is it mutter? Yeah. So I have a question. I listen to her. Why am I getting all this punishment? Why do I have a miserable marriage? Why do I have this kid that's a punk? Right? I did what was mutter. What do you want from me? The Rav said, that's the kasha. I think I can tell you something. Right? It's like the Rav like this, he tells the story. I was the Rav. I'm sure, let me tell you something. Let me tell you a story. For me, it's a story, it doesn't go without a story, right? Listen, you want me to tell you what the pshat is in your very miserable marriage and your little punk? I'll tell you pshat. Not a Nainish. Listen, you know, there's once a fellow, he opened up a business. He opened the business, you know, he made a big l'chaim. All the other businesses came, and thank you, l'chaim. Fine. Next day, he gets the mail. Comes in the mail, an envelope, Social Security. Right? Social Security. Bituach Lumi. Social Security. Right? Looks at this. What? Uncle Sam. So, what's going on over here? You want money from me? What is it? I'm not paying this. What is this? Go to the other store owners and he says, did Biden send you this? Another reason to hate him. What is this? What is this business? You guys pay this stuff? Yeah, everyone pays Social Security. What do you mean? I don't know. What do you want? He says, I don't pay Social Security. I'm going back into my voice. Right? I don't pay Social Security. Everybody pays Social Security. Okay, listen. Goes to the office of the Social Security and he says, you sent me this bill, a chutzpah. I'm not paying this. What do you want? I'm not paying. What do I want? Because open a story. What do you mean you're not paying? Everyone pays Social Security. I don't pay Social Security. Okay, here. Take your file and get out of here. Because take your file. All right, I'm out of here. I'll show you. The guy, you know, he goes back. He works for 10 years. He works for 20 years. He works for 30 years. He works for 50 years. No, after 50 years, finally, all those chevra that said, you know, when I'm 65, I'm going to join Koilil. You know those guys? Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to go to Koilil. No, I don't know. I have two Koilil. They have 150 in Goliath. Nobody's over the age of 65, you know? I don't know where they are, but that's it. So he got all the guys, the other neighboring businesses. Shit, this one closes. He can't close, he gotta work, you know? No tiki, no washi, fashtay, there's no geld. I can't close. Shit, he goes to the person, and says, where you're packing up, where are you going? I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, I'm gonna learn around my cows, it's quite a little. Where do you have money for this? He pays that well. Where do you have money for this stuff? He says, no, what do you mean? Every month, Uncle Sam, he sends me in an envelope, says on it, Social Security, those are the Aviyah Vaisatoma, those are the guys trying to take me, because I'm telling you, every month, they send me a check in the Social Security, and I take the check and I cash it, boom, the envelope of money, I give it to the Koilo. What are you talking, right? Exactly. I'm an American citizen, what am I? I'm not an American citizen. What am I, from Mexico? I'm an American citizen. What's going on here? He comes in there, knocks on the door. I says, look, you know, hello. I'm a 70-year-old man. I'm not getting Social Security. What's going on over here? I'm talking, you have an American citizen. Because I'm American. What do you want? They're American citizens. He takes out his Coca-Cola. I'm not American. They look it up. Doesn't make it. Sir, we don't have to tell you. We don't even have a file. Chachamena. Of course you don't have a file. 53 years ago, I took it and I ripped it up. You ripped it up. Tatalo. It's not annoying that you're not getting Social Security. It's not a gear. You do, you know, for every action, there's a price tag. For every action, there's a price tag, yeah? So there's not like Einish. The Rav tells him, what do you think? You know, you think in life, there's mutter, there's aser. And that's it, you know? A lot of us, that we live life, right? You know, I told you, before I teach you halacha, you have to understand me first, right? You're thinking like, you know, Kyle's going to come and tell you what's mutter, what's aser, you know? There's not everything in life, there's not mutter and aser. There's mutter, aser, and there's also Ratzon Hashem. This is Ratzon Hashem to marry this sheksa. What does the pasuk say? The Gemara says you have to take her into the haim. You take her, shaving the head, you bring the nails, the dust. You know, the Torah wants this. We want this. That's what we want. We want a girl that grew up in the base Yaakov of the best of base Yaakov, yeah? That's what we want. That's the one that's going to bring up your children. It's Ratzon Hashem. That's Ratzon Hashem. That's Ratzon Hashem to marry such a girl. You ask me, is it mutter? It's a cup of water. Of course it's mutter. What do you want from me, right? So it's not an oinish. You're not getting an oinish. You have a kid like this. This is a house that doesn't do Ratzon Hashem. What's the result of a house that doesn't Ratzon? It's not an oinish. The house that doesn't, you know, you want to know what happens when you marry. Someone came to talk to me on Ben Asmanim. He says to me that his son doesn't learn in yeshiva. I know his son doesn't learn in yeshiva because the Talmud is throwing him out of yeshiva, right? He says, I don't understand. Listen to this kasha. It's kasha, mamash kasha. He says to me, I don't understand. I never missed a day of daf yomi in my life. That's what he tells me. Right? I never missed a day. From the day I left the sheep, I never missed a day of Daf Yomi ever. Tisha B'Av. Right? I learned in the toilet. I learned Tisha B'Av. I learned every single day of Daf Yomi. And this kid, he doesn't learn. Derek Agav, I wanted to tell him, by the way, we're throwing him out of yeshiva. Not because he doesn't learn an hour a day. He learns an hour a day also. Right? Don't worry. Not chip off the old block. Right? He also learns an hour every single day. Today, at the Daf Yomi, like 12 minutes, 13 minutes. It took away even the hour, these people. But anyway, but you know, I never missed a day of learning. So I told I was helping the guy. You know, I'm not the Rebbe that kicks out. I'm the Rebbe that helps, right? But I wish I was the Rebbe that kicks out. One day, maybe I'll be promoted. I'll say tefillah. Amen. Okay. I'm trying to help the guy. I told him, but you know, just don't. You're talking to me. Let me just, yeah. Never missed a day of learning in your life. And you want to know why I have like this? I don't understand. The kid doesn't like learning. That's not kasha, right? Tell me. Just talking to me, right? You miss minyanim every once in a while? Yeah. I told him, is the house, overflowing with a hava of Torah? And the mamish, that's what they talk about, stories of Torah and stories of tzaddikim and this and that. Not mamish. Right? Is the house, do we vacation in places that, is forget mutter hasa a second. It's like, this is like, you know, what the Torah wants. So you have a kasha. So you chose which thing in life is important in Yiddishkeit, an hour of a day of learning, and that's, if I don't do that, then whatever, right? And he chose that. He chose something else, I don't know, right? But it's not an oinish. You can't live a life of not doing Ratzon Hashem. And then, I want to know, why is the kid like this? Learn, what's this? It's Ratzon Hashem. You can't just say, you have to live a life which is Ratzon Hashem. You live a life which is Ratzon Hashem. Then you come afterward. You want to know, why do I have a kid like this? That's a good kasha. But you have a person, you live a life like this, and that's okay. I got this idea, from the Meshech Chachma. Now listen closely, okay? Because the Meshech Chachma says the opposite of what I'm saying, but it's the same exact idea. You can get confused. But just listen closely, okay? The Meshech Chachma brings a medrash that says there never was a Ben Sarah Moira in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim never had a Ben Sarah Moira. And the Meshech Chachma says, I'm going to explain to you why in Yerushalayim there's never a Ben Sarah Moira. Listen closely. Such a nice part. He says that in Yerushalayim, there was an abundance of food. There's a Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Nun Zayin that talks about this fellow named Yochanan ben, I think, Narvai, the Talmud of Pinkoi. And the Gemara took this guy, when he would walk into the base of Mikdash, given up Safregnisht, yeah? After all, they had to open up Su Shorim Rasheichem, Binganes, Yochanan ben Narvai. He was a gadol, Shabagdoilim, the Gemara says he would eat every single day 300 calves. He makes Yeshiva Bukhar look like I can't say a seminary girl because they eat more, but you know what I'm saying? He eats 300 calves, he drinks 300 barrels of like for my whiskey book, 300 calves, just about. And for dessert, he had 40 turtle doves. I don't even know what a turtle dove tastes like, but for dessert, yeah? So Gemara says, why did he eat as he fills up the Gemara? Because you know why? Because they didn't want to have noisar and you were all in kachim. There was so much kachim and so much meat of kachim in Yerushalayim. They didn't want anything ever to be left over. Then you had a guy, you know how much meat there was in Yerushalayim? Then there was a guy standing on the corner, hey, berries, cherries over here, some apricots and dust and whatever, all the stuff going on, right? You guys don't know yet, but you're going to see when Baisville has all their, like, it turns into like a shuk down there, right? It's coming. Rosh Hashanah is coming and Yom Kippur is coming. You guys are going to see. You guys find the geshmak of dead chickens and murdered goats and everything. Right? In Yerushalayim, there was food and there was Maaser Sheni. That's why there was all these pairs, because everybody would come from all over the country with their Maaser Sheni to eat in Yerushalayim, whatever. There's always food. Says the Meshech Chachma something so beautiful. He says, so what do you want? You want to know this kid's a Baal Taiva? You want to know this kid's a Baal Taiva? Well, he's such a Baal Taiva. Is that the Meshech Chachma? Of course he's a Baal Taiva. You want to know, regular Ben Tzermar, why are you such a Baal Taiva? Why such a Baal Taiva? We have to take you and throw you off a cliff. No? You have this kid, he lives in Yerushalayim. There's no such thing. He never heard the word no. Everything he wants, he gets. More food. Everything he wants, he gets. Anything he wants, he gets. Right? Zakta Meshech Lachma. So Pashit, when he's living the lifestyle like that, what do you expect? So there can't be any expectation of him. So the Torah never said the Parashat Ben Saramar in Yerushalayim. Because of course he's going to be about that. What do you want from the kid? Now it's the opposite of what I said before. Before I was explaining that when you have a situation where you have a family like that, then there's going to be a taina on the kid. If you grow up a child like that, which is not Ratzin Hashem, so then what do you want from the kid? Dainu, what do you expect? It's not an Oynish. You're going to get a Ben Saramayr, right? Meshachachma was saying they didn't even make the Parsha for someone that was ungishtup with taivas and this and that and whatever, right? But that's one big lesson. Am I right? That's like a big lesson for life, no? Mamish, a big lesson for life. If you're going to have a family, you're going to marry a girl one day. You're going to ask the kasha, Mutaras, and marry this girl. Yeah? Mutaras. Sada. Right? You fast tell her, shiksa, whatever. Right? But you know, but then something else. Is this Ratzin Hashem? To have a house like this, then you'll have the little children luck of that type of house. I tell you one more story or no?
Yeah.
I went over time. I never go over time. I tell you one story or not? I don't care.
Yeah.
Whoever wants to leave, you get out anyways. Right? I think one day they'll make me the guy that kicked out Bachar. Yeah? Ask your father if maybe I'll be the guy that kicks out. That'll be my official job. Yeah? Let me tell you one more story. This story has nothing to do with absolutely anything. Okay? But I love this story. It's more ridiculous. I was at a wedding the other night and someone told me a story. And you're going to be like the first to hear this story. And it's the most unbelievable, it's an unbelievable story. It has nothing to do with anything. It has to do with Elul. I don't know, Truva, whatever. Okay. I do anything. I can turn tshuva into a schnitzel. The story is unbelievable. Right? Unbelievable. The story is unbelievable. No one in this room heard the story. No one. I'm going to kick you out one day. Yeah? No, it's a more ridiculous story. I was at a wedding. The wedding is like one of these like Corona Matzavim that they got married in Eretz Yisrael. Right? So the parent level didn't have anybody at the wedding on their level, So it was all Bachar. He comes to this wedding, he's like, all Bachar, right? So I came to this wedding because I know the parents, right? So Mela came to, and also, I came to the wedding, I'm sure they're going to start singing when I come in. It's none of my people. I only know the parents, none of my people. I'm like, I'm here. It's not Bachar. Garnished, right? You have more schnitzel? There's a table over there that didn't get schnitzel yet, not my people. So I go over to the father. I'm sitting and schmoozing. The father is another. There's like four of us there. These older generation individuals. And they at least state they're pregnant. Me, I'm like still like, waiting. And I'm sitting like this. And there's all these bachim. And look at this. It's a murder gazelle. Look at these bachim, right? You see, at a regular wedding, even with the old people like us on the side, they'd be doing the same thing, There's the bachur in the middle. This one's jumping and stolzing and does, and everybody's doing more than the other. You don't know which one hates the bachur the most, and you don't know which one is his best friend, right? And at the regular wedding, you have like that age group of me, that like older 85-year-old guy. We're there, and we're like in their way. You have to imagine, we have to like be soivel when the Zayda comes in, and it's always that nice bachur who brings in the Zayda, let him in, right? Don't know, we have to suffer with him for a minute. He did give birth to his father who gave birth to him, and we have to be nice to cats and old men and whatever, what I'm talking about. But then, the second he's gone, boom, you see like 40-year-olds flying over. jumping, popping, popping, right? I love classes. Okay, all right. And then I walk in, new music, come on.
Now you look at this chasima, and they're all doing the same thing. They're all doing the same thing. They just don't have the bother of people like me there, right? Older people in their way and whatever, whatever, whatever. The people that are paying, whatever, right? So the guy, I told him, I said, geschmack, you see over here, they don't have us in their way. That's what I said. Somebody there, I don't know, he told me a story. He said, let me tell you about a wedding that he was at. He said, he was at a wedding. First I thought, one of his corona months, all going to know the same thing. He said, he was at a wedding. This guy was about 60 years old. He said, he was at a wedding. He was on the other side of the story, you'll see, but he was at a wedding. He's like a 60-year-old guy. He says, the wedding, the shver is dancing there like a junge bacher, and around him is 40, 60-year-old bacher. Like, you know, they're the ones hopping and popping, knocking over the 20-year-olds, right? Knocking over the 20. He said, you see this guy? He's like 60 years old. And he's like doing the stolzy things and whatever. You know, all the things. You know, you guys, when you come home from a wedding, you know, besides the headache and the hangover, right? These guys come home like, oh, my back. just put it into place. Okay, you got my mantra, right? He said they were popping and hopping and dust and dancing and all the schmack and everything. So he went over, like it was weird looking, you know? There's Bochum on the side there getting knocked over. He said, what's going on? What's up, Shadi? I said, I'll tell you something. He said, this guy got murdered. This guy, but this is the last story, Doc. This guy got married. The person, the shver, whatever. He got married 35 years ago. He said, the night he got married, there were four other simchas in the yeshiva. There were three other weddings and I think five other, three other weddings and two vorts. So three other weddings and two vorts. No, three weddings altogether and two vorts, excuse me. Three weddings and two vorts on that night. You know how it goes, three weddings, two vorts on one night. You have to split up the bacher and this goes there. Also in those days, it wasn't that every bacher had a car and every bacher today. So, you know, Alexa, send the Tesla, and oh my God, right? You know, in those days, it was like a bus ride. It was this, it was a matzah. Something happened, pregnant. No bacher went to his wedding. No bacher went to his wedding. Because they went to this one. Today, there'd be a phone. There was no phones. Today, there'd be a phone call. Meis Mitzvah, there'd be more bacher there. You know, they'd bring guys from Saudi Arabia. They bring, you know, hey, come to dance with you and kill you. And, you got the matter, right? Kids, in those days, the Mashkiach got up. He said, the Mashkiach. Now, Derech Agav, he said, at this wedding, there was like a 90-year-old man in the middle circle with them and hopping and popping with us, right? And the Mashkiach got up in the yeshiva the next day. And the Mashkiach, he got up and he said, if there's a tefillah in the yeshiva, there was not one bacher at the wedding. He said, the bacher in the middle of the chasana sat in a chair and he started to cry. The bacher was sitting down, he was crying, there wasn't one person. When the Mashkiach said this, he started to cry. And he said, half the bacher were crying when they heard that. But he told him, this guy, he said, not the person telling the story, the person told him the story. He said, Taka, he saw him on Ben Hazmanim that year, you know, on the beach or whatever. He saw him on the Ben Hazmanim. He said to him, look, I'm just terrible mindset. I'm so sorry. You know, he says, yeah, you know, everybody tells me that. And who's hurt me from them? Everybody tells me that. What do I have from it? Everybody tells me that. He said, this fellow was walking, not the person who told me the story. He was walking one day in the Nebra a few years ago, actually. He says, he looks at a sign in a shul, he's in a shidibel, and it says, so-and-so is getting married. You know those invitations? It said, please see this invitation as personal invitation because we didn't send it to you, you know? Yeah, so he looks at the invitation. On the bottom of the invitation, it's the name of this guy. It's the name of this guy that got married that had no one at his wedding. He looks at the invitation. He says, he turns over the whole world. He called every single bacher that was in that shir, every single bacher. This one lived here, this one lived there. The bacher that lived in Chutzlart. He called up every single bacher, right? And they all came to the chasna. Every single bacher came, and the mashkiach came to the chasna. Every single, he told me murder. He said the mashkiach died after, right? Every bacher came to the chasna. The mashkiach came to the chasna. So why did I tell you a story? So you say, you can always do tshuva, no? You can always do tshuva. You think, you know, it's always too late. It's never too late. You can always do tshuva. You got to see it. This 40-year-old tender. Am I a Samaritan Gemaisa? Am I right? Nobody knows it. Samaritan Gemaisa? Okay, good job.